Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Stephen Whitehead. So how did Coach Shackelford know about you?
Coach Shack actually tried to recruit me right before I went to Alaska. I signed on to go to Alaska, and he had gave me a phone call. I mean, the day I actually touched down in Alaska, he called me and said, asked me if I was interested in playing for him. And ironically, I said, I just made it to Alaska. And he was like, okay, sorry. You know, he's a rule follower. So he was like, I can't talk to you. So he got off the phone with me. But what ended up happening when we folded, one of the players from our team ended up coming down to Tri-Cities during the season and played for them. And I guess Coach Shack still remembered me and reached out and asked me to come down. And me willingly came down without without hesitation, because being in Alaska, even during that six-game process, we ended up moving places three different times. You know, we were in three different hotels, and nothing was secure. You know, it was probably the most treacherous time of my life. But once again, being able to go through that and learn and have that experience is, you know, it's you can't take it back.
So what was your first impression of the Tri-Cities when you got here? What time of year was it?
It was actually February.
Okay.
When I got here, I didn't realize it was such flat land. I'm thinking Washington, you know, a little bit grassy, a little bit forest-like, a lot of rain. Everybody, I think, typically thinks Washington, and they immediately believe Seattle is the only thing that exists out here. And so coming and seeing the flat landing and actually seeing the diversity of people is what took me off guard and what I was really surprised about. But it was just really surreal to come from where I come from and then to come to a place where people are so open with who they are and what their beliefs are and not really, you know, putting what they believe upon you. That was really what was eye-opening to me.
What got you into athletic training?
Well, honestly, you know, growing up, I actually did, went to school for communications and wanted to go that route. But, you know, I always wanted to be attached to athletics somehow. And I never really wanted to be a coach simply because I didn't like the amount of hours that they have to put in. It just seemed like a countless amount of hours. And coaches seem like presidents where they go gray very quickly. And it was just like, I don't think I want to do this. So when I got done, I was like, what's the next route? And while I was in school, I had ended up having, you know, 6-7 different surgeries between being in school and also playing arena football. And it was just like, you know, why am I having these injuries when I powerlifted and I won state and powerlifting and I'm squatting 500 plus pounds and deadlifting 600 pounds and I'm fast and I keep getting hurt? And so it was just like, there had to be some other way, because when I go to physical therapy, I'm dying. You know, it's like I'm doing these basic and simple movements, and they're way harder than ever going into the weight room or running with my team. And so it just kind of conceptualized to where I created this philosophy of where I wanted to get in this training and actually help athletes and individuals, bypass those injuries before they ever get in the weight room and going through those type of things.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Stephen Whitehead.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty. If you missed any of the interview, log on to 610KONA.com and you'll find it on our podcast page.